Meteorologist Ed Kieser has a great weekend in the forecast. We'll see sun for the most part this morning, maybe a few clouds this afternoon, high of 69, and then up to the 70s for the weekend, 82 by Monday. 49 degrees on Friends Plaza right now, and Ed'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A student at the University of Illinois Urbana campus was hospitalized this week with bacterial meningitis. U of I officials hope that the first case of the disease to be uncovered this academic year will be the only one, as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Dr. David Lawrence of the U of I McKinley Health Center says the hospitalized student is doing well and is expected to return to class in 2 to 3 weeks. He says the health center has identified about 30 people who had close contact with the student and has treated them all with antibiotics. Bacterial meningitis is the more serious of the two main types of meningitis. It infects the fluid around the spinal cord and brain and is potentially fatal. But Lauren says most patients recover when the disease is diagnosed in time.
Yes, it can be fatal. Yes, it can be maiming. More often there are good outcomes, and rarely does it seem to pop up, you know, in more than one person. So the whole campus is not going to be sick with meningitis next week. In fact, probably nobody will be sick with meningitis next week.
The McKinley Health Center offers a meningitis vaccine, which Lauren says all students ought to take. He says other precautions are the ones your mother taught you. Cover your mouth when coughing, wash your hands, and don't share drinks or toothbrushes with others. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Unlike every other House member, Congressman Jerry Weller will never be blamed for voting the wrong way on the rejected $700 billion bailout bill for dealing with the nation's economic crisis, but he will get a chance. The Illinois Republican was the only one of 434 representatives who did not vote at all Monday. The 435th member, Ohio Congressman Stephanie Tubbs Jones, died recently and her seat remains vacant. Weller's excuse for not being present was a family matter, according to a brief statement released by his office that offered no other details. The statement said Weller will be present at the next vote on the rescue plan. He's since returned to the Capitol, but both Weller and his spokesman haven't returned phone messages left in Washington and at his district office seeking further explanation. Democratic Congressman Barron Hill of Indiana says he's unlikely to change his vote against the financial industry bailout bill. Hill faces perhaps the toughest reelection campaign among any of Indiana's congressmen next month. He voted against the $700 billion plan when it was defeated in the House Monday, and now he says he's worried that tax cuts and other measures added by the Senate could make the federal deficit even worse. Hill says the stock market reaction in recent days makes him less concerned about the need to rush the package through Congress. Nonetheless, Hill says the credit crunch is causing troubles in the economy. Hill is facing Republican Mike Soldrill for the fourth consecutive election. Soldrill also says he's opposed to the bailout because it's not a proper role for the federal government. A group of community leaders is kicking off a campaign to get voters to approve a hike in Champaign County's sales tax rate next month. The organizers of the campaign, calling itself Citizens Looking at Supporting Schools or CLASS, knows it may be an uphill battle calling for a higher sales tax with current economic conditions. But co-chair Susan Abbott believes voters will respond to two potential benefits, a promised property tax reduction from the county school districts and an influx of tax money from outside the area.
People who travel to our county and shop in our county, they perhaps eat at our county restaurants, but they live outside of the county, they'll be supporting Champaign County schools in a little bit as well.
The referendum calls for a 1 cent per dollar tax on any sales in the county, including excluding groceries, drugs, vehicles, and farm equipment. The money would be split among school districts based on enrollment, and they would have to use it for capital projects or to retire existing debt. Nearly 90 first-year Latino students at the University of Illinois will be welcoming their parents and other family members to campus this Sunday at the 6th Annual Latino Family Visit Day. The all-day program is a chance for their families of Latino freshmen to learn more about the education of their sons and daughters. And co-chair Veronica Kahn says it's a chance to help bolster the number of Latino students who stay at the U of I, a number which lags behind the overall retention rate.
The more that families become involved in college education and the more that parents know about college education and the whole process, the more likely students are to finish a degree that they've started. We are targeting all Latino students, but particularly first-generation low-income students.
Kansas Latino Family Visit Day is a bilingual event. She says that's important for many Latino parents who feel more comfortable using their native Spanish. Kahn says this Sunday's activities will include talks with U of I Latino alumni and how their college years have benefited their careers. Kansas says it's still too early to measure Latino Family Visit Day's success in improving the Latino graduation rate on campus, but she says the feedback they get from parents has been overwhelmingly positive. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
And another in-depth look at weather from Ed Kieser here on the 53rd anniversary of Captain Kangaroo's premiere.
Well, I was going to say... We're having some sort of precipitation in the weather office, only it's not made of water. Ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls. That's right, Mr. Moose.
Well, I loved it when the ping pong balls fell from the ceiling.
What a great show that was. 1955 is when that premiered.
Several years ago.